This is the Data Privacy Detective, and today we're going to talk about how the world is moving from the cloud to the edge. You're going to hear some very interesting things about this and how it affects our privacy, our data privacy, and our imprint in the world that flows through everything these days, not just software and computers, but far beyond that. And we couldn't have a better person to talk about this than my guest today, Niranjan Makka. Niranjan, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be on your podcast.
Well, you had smarthub.ai. It's an IoT, the Internet of Things, edge company, and that's what we're going to talk about a lot today. This was spun out of VMware, which many people would familiar with. And you've held really worldwide leadership positions at companies like VMware and RSA Security, that the cybersecurity world would know very well. And going back even further with great companies like TCS and others. So we really thank you for being with us today to talk about this very interesting and important subject that really people need to understand. So tell us a little bit about smarthub.ai and what does SD Edge mean and what is the company doing?
Sure. First of all, Joe, thanks for having me on this podcast. What you do, the Privacy Detective podcasts are really, really important, especially given how our world is unfolding, right? Our world is no more just in the data center or cloud. It's all around us, actually, right? So the awareness you are spreading is key to all of us, whether we are running enterprise operations or customers of services we consume in our day-to-day lives, whether they are at home or in the office.
Let me give you a simple example before you go on though, Niranjan. When I talked about data privacy, goodness, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it was really about computers and what happened when your data got on the computer and who would hack it. And that was kind of what you all worried about. But today I get in my car, I don't think of my car as a computer, do I? I'm at the edge, I think, right?
Absolutely. That's our definition. See, you brought it up really well, right? When you get into a car or you hold your mobile in your hand or you get into an office, right, with multiple sensors in the ceiling and what have you, right? The physical edge, we are meeting the digital edge. That's the edge, actually, the edge of interface where we are being influenced, right? The environment is being influenced by these sensors and devices, or the devices we hold in our hands, or the car you get into, actually. It is doing something for you, right? And it's learning from what you're doing, who you are, and so on. There's goodness there, and there are some things we need to be careful as well.
There's always a risk. There's always the good and the bad, and everything we do in life, we all know that. And what does the company smarthub.ai do about this then?
Yes. So as you said, we got spun off from VMware. VMware virtualized all the components in a data center, in a machine, and put an abstraction layer on top. We, in a way, are VMware for all the complexity you see at the edge. And the edge is super complex because of all the different things that are out there, the different vendors out there, the different languages they speak, and more than all of that, it's like the amount of data that's getting generated, right? So we are putting a layer of management, monitoring, and manage these devices in meaningful ways, both for enterprises and making sure our enterprises understand what it means to users as well, right?
For an enterprise, that might be, you might be the glue that connects the Internet of Things and the sensors and everything else we're talking about at the edge with the more traditional thought of the data infrastructure. And you make it work together and protect it. Do I have it right?
Yes, monitor. So the biggest challenge today is to be bringing the visibility of what's going on at the edge, right? Over the years, over the decades, right, point solutions have multiplied, there are these devices and maybe sensors and your cars, right? They provide a lot of value, the application and the devices that are hanging off them. But right. For enterprises today, the struggle is, how do I go across the zoo of devices, right? It's really a zoo because there are so many different animals out there, right? All the device, different device categories and so on.
How and do they're I growing get uniform... and changing every day. There's a new one tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, new set of devices. And enterprises, right, want to provide a great experience to their customers, to their employees, visitors, and so on. So there is this rush to actually get a whole lot of automation in our lives. At the same time, right, how do you bring a unified view of all this? How do I look at what's going on at the edge? That's the challenge we're solving.
And to take a simple example, you get in your car and use Google Maps or whatever map device you want, and it tells you how to get from here to there in the shortest time. And you think, boy, this is great. Wonderful. This is a great advance. And at the same time, it could allow somebody who's out to get you where you're going. And where you are right now. So it has, this is the risk side of this. Well, with all the data about all of us being generated from the edge, what do you see as the major ways that your customers at enterprises are addressing this to try to balance convenience and privacy?
Yes, there are some interesting trends that we see, right? First of all, companies are now getting around to grappling with this new animal called edge. So for a long time, right, cloud was the most fashionable word because there was the private data center, then make it easier and go to the cloud. Today, right, given that in the next few years, the edge, which is anything outside of data center, is going to generate a lot of data, companies are getting around to grappling with what do I do there actually? I mean, there are many point solutions and my customers seem to be happy, but every time there is an outbreak, right, there's a new law, like say the California CCPA kind of data privacy regulation or what you see in EU, right? What am I supposed to be doing actually, right? And there are a couple of conflicting things there. One is to provide convenience to our users, right? At the same time, how do I get a grip on what's happening at my edge, some kind of a unified visibility and management, right? This was happening in the IT-driven world where mobile devices came in, right? Management mobile devices, centralized compute in terms of cloud and so on. The edge is getting the same kind of awareness, right? And that's where you start actually. First, become aware of what's out there and more important, what's running in there. Even more important, What are these devices generating? These are huge data generators. What are these devices generating about us, about the environment, and how is it being transported, stored? This is catching the attention of many companies. And they are looking for unified platforms to go across these kind of components in our lives and manage them.
Well, the modern car, the new cars are keeping track of how fast you're going on a highway. Now that, you know, that can have good and bad aspects. If you don't want a speeding ticket, you really don't want that shared with the police, do you? And so on. So let me ask you this edge, you've described it so well. And this edge is part of this overall sharing of data about all of us and everything else. What does it mean to data and our data privacy? What's the impact?
Sure. So let's look at something easy, the places that we work in, right?
The workplace. Today,
the workplace, yeah? Today, companies, as people come back to work in the post-pandemic world, they want to provide superlative experiences to their employees, colleagues, people who visit the facilities and so on, right? So they're talking about provisioning customized experiences. Say, for example, today, many of the companies can provision, say, a conference room setup for exactly what's needed, or many of them are going towards temporary work spots. If you're coming in for, say, 3 days in a week, here, you get a desk. You can book a desk close to whoever else you'll be meeting with. Or maybe you'll get provisioned an office with just the right setting, preferences for the height of your desk, display. In fact, we do work with customers who look at lighting controllers as well. So I can provision something for you before you walk in, right? But then look at this, right? Then I know, when I say I am in enterprise, I know that you're in the office. I'm aware of the fact, right? Is there a lurking privacy issue? The employer is supposed to know that, yeah, you're coming into office space, right? And you're going to be using these facilities and so on. Is that a concern? Now stretch this a little bit, like what you kind of alluded to when you spoke about getting into a car. For example, if I have, say, shuttle services, right, that take me from my home to the office, now I'm going to declare intent of, oh, this way I want to be picked up around this time, and I get into office, and this is what I need, and so on and so forth. Look at this. There are a lot of devices you are interacting with. There's a lot of data that's being gathered, who you are, what your preferences are, right? Where did you get onto the shuttle? Where do you get into office? What time did you leave the office? It's a whole lot of tracking that's going on.
Well, that's right. And if you think about the European Union, which may have the most advanced or strict, but more privacy-centric, perhaps, set of regulations,
yes, yes.
Probably.
Yes.
It was really designed for the traditional data infrastructure and computers and the sharing of data. And,
exactly.
But the principles would apply to devices, wouldn't they? And so device makers have to think about privacy by design and best practices in preventing the sharing of data in bad or on. And yet, when we go and buy a device, do we read their privacy policy? No, we probably don't do that. And do we opt out or opt in? And you know, all these challenges now that devices are so much a part of the data world, and that's what you're dealing with.
Exactly, and those challenges are something like, what are the devices collecting about you? Where is it being sent? Where is it being stored? How is it being stored? How long is it being stored? These are the classic questions when you look at GDPR.eu, right? That's exactly what they, or even the California Act, right? California Act also talks about, you know, the right to be informed, the right to opt out, the right to delete, right? To access. Now, just think, step back. These devices, there are thousands of them. There are many thousands of cameras in a traditional enterprise. Then when you step into the conference rooms, each one of them have a dozen devices, and times whatever hundreds of conference rooms, all these are collecting data. Now, how do we actually tag them, categorize them, understand this is PI, personal information, this is not? However, whatever is not, can it be pieced together and then derive some information about that you were probably on vacation and maybe you're not at home, right? You are coming into office, right? At this time, leaving at this time. How do I actually track all this? And there's a huge challenge there.
Well, that's a great example of the employer who has the workspace and the employees is an enterprise, and they have to grapple with all the challenges you've just listed.
Yes.
Now you come, I believe, Niranjan, really from a security background, RSA security, and so you're very familiar with the weaknesses and the strengths of various systems. Mm-hmm. So what are the risks to data being taken by bad actors, by, you know, ransomware or thieves and all the other problems we face, the bad aspects of the sharing of data? What do you see as we move to the edge, and do you have to deal with the edge? What are the risks?
Yes, in fact, you mentioned RSA security, Joe. Just yesterday, I was at the RSA conference, RSA security conference in San Francisco. And there are many, many, many vendors and companies that are addressing the challenges of what's happening in the cloud, right? But the edge itself is still coming up in terms of like, okay, how do we tame this animal? What do we track, right? So given my background in security and starting at the centralized kind of company, once upon a time, data leakage protection, DLP, used to be about like, hey, all data is flowing into a few applications. Can I track what's being stored and so on? Today, right. The edge world, it's far more complex actually, right? Why? Delivering that experience to users, customers and all, it's spread out. those devices and sensors are tiny. Some of them have compute, some of them don't. They're spread out. And the teams that own these devices are not IT guys, unlike the past, right? These are operational technology folks who are running worldwide operations with a limited budget, right? And limited technology support. That I see is a huge challenge. And they have to get the right tools, right? To be able to go across their thousands of devices. The kind of scale is mind-boggling. And when you look at thousands of devices, what might get compromised, right? And why, how can you avoid those compromises, right? Is itself a huge challenge, and the right tools have to be in place. And the education is missing for the operational teams. These are all the issues that we are staring at. Thousands and thousands of devices out there, interacting with individuals, with the environment, gathering data, right? Who has access, and also how do we manage all this thing in a holistic way? That's wearing my security hat. That's what I would say.
The universities and community colleges really need to offer different courses than they would have taught even 5 years ago. And there are great job opportunities, aren't there, for the people who get the right thing, rather than say, oh, I want to be a programmer. Now you might say, I want to be an edge specialist.
Edge specialist, and if you're looking at, maybe you should marry cybersecurity and edge and see how do we tame this thing? What are the tools? How do we look at it holistically, right? And when something hits, what are you supposed to be doing actually? Like quarantining a device kind of thing. Hey, this data, this pattern seems to be like this data is going to the wrong place, or there's a lot of churn at a storage level or something. What do I do? You know, this is what we need to understand.
Now, there are a lot of terms. We're not going to talk about them all today, or we'd be talking a very long time today, but like data provenance and data integrity and data sovereignty. And, these are the things that are important to all aspects of the data flow. But when you add the edge, what does it really mean to us as users of devices in the internet? What is it most important for us to understand?
It's just the sheer scale of all these data generators. In fact, I call the numerous edge devices, sensors, anything outside of the classic data center as data generators. So getting a handle on what are they generating, what are they communicating, and somewhere there's a corollary. What's the fidelity of what they're communicating? If you're going to be using this data for driving some decisions, shut this off, turn this on, and so on, how do I know that this has not been compromised? The fidelity of what they're communicating is what they talk about, data integrity and data provenance, right? Data sovereignty is all about who owns it, right? It could be an enterprise. And also, like, for example, we work with European customers. Sovereignty there is the data cannot leave the country boundaries, right?
Data localization's on the rise. India has a strong law. China certainly does. Russia has a data localization law. So this is really, really critical stuff that affects not just the technology and the protection, but what the laws say.
Yeah, and you're right, Joe. You're absolutely right, right? I think people are just discovering how to actually come up with meaningful laws around data sovereignty, who owns, right? Who's supposed to own the data, right? And if a healthcare provider is handling my data, now who owns it actually? Can they sell this data to pharmaceutical companies, right? Or no, hey, that's my data. So we're getting into those kind of gray areas in healthcare and finance. But what this boils down to for Edge is, can you track it? Can you tag it? Is there a meaningful way? These laws could keep changing, but for me, when I say for me at the platform provider layer, can I tag everything that's going on, the device, where does the data come from, at what point, what is the metric? If I can track that, I can actually do some kind of intelligent analysis on top and meet some of the stiffest guidelines out there from GDPR.eu or CCPA. Right? What should happen to data about individuals?
And become known as an enterprise that truly protects privacy of customers and employees. And
absolutely.
Well, what are two or three things that practitioners should do to manage the, I'll call it the edge risks? Mm-hmm.
Well, there are, I'm a practitioner, I'm an operational technology person sitting in an enterprise. The first thing is becoming aware of what's out there, actually. At least get a grip on, right? Get some kind of a visibility, right? Look
so
for
tools.
So
in the data space, we'd say the first thing you do, you do a data map. Find out what data you have. You're saying you need more than that. You need to know what sensors are recording things.
Oh, yeah. Actually, what I meant by visibility was becoming aware of all the components at the edge. Hey, this is a sensor. This is sending temperature data. Hey, this device is actually measuring something else. This is counting people, and this is recognizing me and then provisioning something.
So the that's tip number one. Figure out what's involved. What's the next?
The next one is today, as we get more and more intelligent vendor devices, right? The vendors are keeping those devices up to date by giving out bits. We call it patches for security reasons otherwise. Now, it's important that you apply those patches, right?
Right.
What is even more important is to actually apply those patches quickly as soon as it comes and in an automated fashion. Right, that's really, really key. So today we are seeing that in almost all of the devices that we are monitoring and managing, right? The ability to patch as soon as a security patch is available, right, in an automated way. And here's the interesting part, right? This is what when you're managing, say, 20,000 cameras, and the camera vendor publishes a patch, you don't bring down all 20,000 cameras to apply the patch. That's a no-no in the security world. Now, what is the automated way of rolling these upgrades across all these cameras? That is what is the business workflow there. So that's the second tip. Yeah.
Well, and for a user, that means if you get these warranty cards when you buy a product, don't throw them in the wastebasket. Let them know who you are so they can contact you for patches and other reasons.
And that's automating that is good. So usually, so a practitioner know or should know, like here is a platform that will help me patch all the devices I have. There's a unified way of looking at it. So the technology is getting there. So there's a third tip as well, Joe, if I may share.
Please.
So when you're looking at your thousands and thousands of data generators, devices, right? The ability to track or record or audit what's going on in the edge world from a system point of view, who patched what, who actually came in and did some maintenance, who changed some configuration settings, right? Many of the cameras today can listen and see as well. Looks like the camera is turned off in a sensitive area, say a retail changing room or something. However, is it listening? Is that fine for it to listen? All those settings, right? Is someone monitoring those settings? Is someone changing it? One word, you should be able to maintain audit records of everything that's happening in your edge world. That's the third.
Essential for enterprises, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to talk again, but let me leave you with two last questions. What's the future going to be now? We think not just the private cloud and the public cloud and how they work and how we share our data. But now we're at the edge and all these things. How do you see the future? Is it going to get better or worse before we really get a handle on this?
You know, Joe, I'm an optimist. These kinds of concerns have always been there. When the printing press was invented and started working, there were concerns. What I see happening now is the awareness phase is definitely growing. Awareness about, hey, I should become aware about my edge environment. And the good news is, even the regulations that are coming in, right, they're not far behind, or maybe they're slightly ahead. So that's forcing that thinking. Things are getting better for sure, because we see people are asking questions about systems at the edge that they own. They're asking good questions around discovery, ability to go across and patch. And interestingly, right, many of the enterprise stakeholders are asking, how do I control, to what granular level can I control these devices, access management of the devices? You know, there was a time, Joe, when all the security cameras had no password or just one default password. But today, they ask us, can you guys go and change those passwords without a human intervention? So I am very, very optimistic right? How this is same. For example, identity for in the human world, of course, multi-factor authentication, all that.
Right.
Identity in the device world is all about certificates and so on. So yes, number of companies are networking, asking this question. I'm sure this will get better and better.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, in one sentence, if there's one takeaway you really would like our listeners to understand, what would it be?
It's actually start with, it sounds a little bit like Eastern philosophy. Becoming aware is key. Becoming aware is key. Look holistically across everything you have, all of your components outside of the data center that's in your portfolio. Look at the experiences you deliver, and then just list top two business priorities and top two edge infrastructure management concerns that you want to bite in your next 2 quarters. So what did I say? Top two business priorities from an edge perspective, top two edge infrastructure management that you want to bite in the next 2 quarters. And have that focus on the edge, because that is where you can deliver new business models, new business experiences. And also, it's very critical for you to manage that edge.
And probably whether you're an enterprise or a humble person like one of us,
absolutely,
is probably do a little privacy triage by that. What are the biggest risks? What can really hurt your privacy? And right. give attention to those, knowing it's now devices, sensors, all sorts of things beyond your computer.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Joe. And thanks for educating all of us on the importance of data privacy and how to look at data in different domains in our lives, actually.
Ranjan, you have done that today for us, and we must talk again.
Sure, happy to get back on your podcast.
As always, I will remind us all, protecting your personal data privacy begins with you.